What's up, everybody? This is Daniel A. Nelson. This is the show. My show is called Planet, talking about the music you love. But we're going another direction. Lately, I've been talking about how it feels to be rejected and what you can do and how to deal with rejection. And today, I am delighted to have my friend, Dominique Howard. She's been on the show once before. Dominique, say hello to my audience.
Hi, audience. Hello, everybody. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon.
Yeah, I know. We don't know what time it is around the world. Look, I had you on my show once before, but just in case, tell everyone what your profession is.
Oh, okay. Well, like the many people in Los Angeles that wears many hats, I am an actor, director, writer, producer.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And I had you on the show once before, and I know you're a very busy person. You're doing a lot of things. But today, I really want to get into the meat of things about dealing with rejection. I mean, you can go online, you can look at different people, and a lot of people have dealt with rejection. So, my first question is to you. Have you been rejected? And if so, what was the feeling?
Well, okay, like, if you've ever auditioned for anything before, then you know what rejection feels like firsthand, because only one person can book the role, right? And so that happens every single day. When I was younger, coming up and auditioning frequently, and I wouldn't get something I looked forward to, I used to take it personal. I used to feel like, okay, there's something wrong with me. I used to feel like, okay, I'm not enough. Or I'm doing something wrong, you know? And it's easy to take it personal because, you know, you work on something and you're ready, you prepare for it, you give it all you got, and then the time comes and that rejection of, okay, no thank you, or we went with somebody else, you know, that it kind of stings, you know?
Yeah.
And so it makes you wonder, okay, what's wrong with me? Well, how come I wasn't chosen? And a lot of times you're not going to get that answer, you know?
Yeah.
But as you live life and grow and get older and mature, you know, your perspective changes. So if that helps.
Yeah, no, that does. Because, you know, I know there's no wrong or right answer. I did an interview with my son-in-law a couple of days ago, and we were talking about this. And I understand rejection is just a fact of life. We're going to be rejected, whether it be a boyfriend, girlfriend, a job, or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But some people recover from it. Some people goes into a slump. And, you know, I know they said scientifically, there's something in the brain, you know, it's almost like the same pain that you might feel if you break an arm or get your finger cut, but the recovery is a little bit faster most of the time.
Right.
So, you know, so I guess the thing is, sometimes I wonder about that, about the knocks of life, because there are a lot of successful people that we see, but I know they dealt with rejection. And in your field, as far as the acting, I mean, I know you guys get it often. So, like I said, I didn't want to tie you up too long, but I really wanted to talk about this. What advice could you give to someone that's in your shoes?
I'll tell you this story. I remember when I was in high school, I think I may have been a junior or senior, and I had this big audition for a Cheerios commercial. And it was a national commercial. And they gave us directions, specific directions, and I nailed it. And so I felt really good, and just anticipating the wait to hear back from the production company. So I ended up on the phone with my agent, and she said, listen, she said, they loved you. You killed it. They actually wanted you. You booked the job. Here's the bad news. The bad news is they've gone a different direction.
Oh my goodness.
They changed the script from younger people to much older people. And it has nothing to do with you. They just redirected. Okay. And also, I ended up seeing the commercial played so many times on TV. And this, I have to sit with this. This is in my face. And I'm looking at it. I'm like, oh no, why did they go this way? You know,
Right.
but it's okay. That's their choice. That's their decision. You know, I'm like, I could have done that. I could have been this. I could have been that, you know, young teenage me. And looking back on it, a lot of the times, what we don't understand is the rejection is the redirection. And also, because they changed the script, it's still not personal toward you. They wanted to go somewhere else. It doesn't invalidate you, your feelings, or your talent. You know, it's just sometimes it's you're not what they're looking for in that moment.
Oh, okay. I like that. I really do like that because I know in the music field, there are some people who just don't fit certain type of bands. You know, it doesn't diminish their talent. But it's always been a thing when I look at rejection, just with anything, whether it be church, bands, or whatever the case may be, it always seems to sting because you want to feel like you belong.
You
Is
do.
that okay?
You do. You want to feel that you belong. You want to feel that you can do this. You want to feel and showcase that you're worthy, that you've done the work, that you know how to do this. You have the skill, right? And sometimes what folks tend to miss is that, you know, you may have it, yes, you know, but you may not be for that particular situation. And I know that this happens too in the world of music with a lot of background singers. You can have 20 people auditioning for the same soprano role, and all 20 of them may know how to sing very well, but it's about that one person who gels with the sound of the artist. Now, everybody else that doesn't, you know, get picked, it doesn't mean that they can't sing or that they don't have it. It's about the sound that that artist or that band is looking for. And how you gel with the other singers too.
Because I read this before, and it talks about rejection is almost like feeling a rejection of grieving someone, you know, whom you lost, who's close to you. It can be that detrimental to your spirit or to your feelings. Would you agree with me on that, or talk to me about that? I mean, does it hurt that bad as far as the staying with some people or with you yourself?
For me personally, no. I understand that a lot of people who feel so deeply like that, you have to go back to their core psychology. What happened to them in childhood that brought them to this level of pain or to perceive this rejection at that level of pain? Does that make sense? If they were rejected so much as a child or felt like they weren't seen as a child, and that none of that was never remedied or rectified, that's going to spill over into their adulthood. So when they get out into the world still having these feelings unattended to, then you get in this world of people who trigger those feelings. Of course, it's going to feel at that level because that's not something they've ever sought therapy for or done the work or explored. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. Because here's the thing. I have known some people, and I have done it myself. I'm very guilty of this. I've been rejected. And the first thing that comes to me is like, you don't know who I am. I mean, you know, I can't believe you rejected me. You know, I'm Daniel A. Nelson, that type of person. I don't know if that's the pride that gets up, you know, that just jumps up in my attitude towards the situation. Have you known people who have done those type of things lashed out in disbelief and said, okay, what the heck is going on? You don't see how good I am?
Well, right. And so that's the ego that shows up to protect the core person who's really sensitive, or protect the person that has never dealt with so much rejection in their life professionally, or who's dealt with so much, you know, that they're trying to hide, you know, behind their ego. That happens a lot. It's just, you know, like you said, don't you know who I am? I'm this, I'm that, and I'm the other, you know, and it's just that also shows us that we're all just little spectacles in this big universe.
Right.
You know, no one is that special to where they're standing out that much. You know, even the greats have really had to put in overtime to be great. You know, right. The greats are the ones who've been rejected so much, but they kept going.
Yeah. Well, I have grown and, mm-hmm. and you know, the reason why I had to throw that out there, because I want everyone to know that, hey, you know, like you said, we all are human and we've been through this thing.
Right.
And, you know, to me, that's called denial.
Hmm.
And again, like I said, sometimes, you know, you liken it to a football team or a baseball team or whatever. I mean, there are certain people who did not become great playing for maybe the Philadelphia Eagles, but when they, you know, got moved to the Dallas Cowboys, they became a star.
Right.
You know, because they just did not fit that situation.
Uh-huh.
But the denial is a thing to where, like, I can't believe you guys cut me, you know? And I've been there.
Right.
So I wanted to speak on that. But like you said, though, if you haven't been there, that's, bless your heart, girl.
Oh, I'm not saying that I haven't, you know, because, you know, my younger self, like I told you in the beginning, it makes you question yourself.
Yeah. Okay.
It makes you question yourself. I said, "What? I went through all the roller coaster emotions. What's wrong with me? Am I not good enough?
Right.
You know, am I supposed to do this? You know, am I in the wrong field? You know, it makes you go through all of that. And there's so many brilliant people, talented people that get rejected every single day. You
You're
know,
right.
so you and I are not alone in those feelings, because there's people who could I can name you 20 people right now who could get on this podcast to talk about this. I mean, they actors, musicians, you know, they all call them a dime a dozen in Los Angeles especially.
Right.
And so they could talk about this all day.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
But what I am saying is that I've not to say that I'm perfect and that I've got it all figured out, but what I am saying is I've done enough work to understand that if nowadays, if I get a no, that means that wasn't for me.
Yes.
And
I
my
agree
yes
with you
100%. Is coming. Mm-hmm. It, you know, not ever, and I'm in a place where I don't want to force anything. I don't want to force anybody to see my worth. I don't want to force anybody to really see me or my talent. You know, if you don't get it the first time, then I'm not for you.
That's good, Dominique. I like that. I like that, because, you know, after denial comes anger, you know, and people would get angry, like saying, I can't believe you rejected me, you know? And like you said, I think both of us has grown.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the sad part. Anger comes about, and I'm not trying to preach to anybody, but the Bible tells we can be angry, but do not sin. But what happens? We get angry and we go off on that person, or even try to downplay what they're doing.
And the thing about that too is when you're going off on that person and taking it out on them, it's not really them that you're angry with.
Right.
And that's what folks don't understand. And you know what I say about denial? It's in Africa, okay? So we got to stay present,
yeah,
and focus on what it is that makes us go there. If we're going off and we're angry, we're fussing at somebody who tells us no, you know, what is it, what happened to us, or what do we have going on that's making us go in on a person so much who doesn't even know us personally?
Right.
You know, they could have seen, you know, 50 people right before you, you know, and they already have a criteria of what they're looking for, and you just simply don't fit it.
Yeah.
Or they may already have the person they're looking for, and they have to go through the obligatory auditions. whatever the case is, the thing is, you don't know, and they don't know you, you know. But the blessing is that people don't realize is that at least you've been seen. And while you're being seen, sometimes that leads into, okay, I don't like this person, you know, for this role or this band, but I know where they could fit perfectly for that band or that role. And while you're standing there going off on a person about being rejected, you're actually sabotaging yourself.
Right.
Because you never know, that person who's telling you no could actually have another yes in their back pocket waiting for you that could change your life.
Man, Dominique, that's good. That's very good. Because, you know, and like I said, the reason why, just to my audience, I just want to just go back to the top of what I was saying. The reason why I was talking about this, and I'm dealing with this series of rejection, because my son was talking to me about some things. And, you know, like you said, the younger you or the younger me, we couldn't really find that peace or that joy, and we really couldn't understand it. And sometimes depression would sink on, you know, people who've been rejected.
Right. But
what you said earlier about the growth, and that's just not for you. That don't mean that you're not any good.
Right.
That's what my audience need to hear. Because there are so many people, especially in the industry right now, you know, it's moving so fast and people are just doing so many different things. And it's not like what it used to be.
No. No. And I'll tell you now, I'll be transparent with you and let you know that right now, as we speak, I'm going through my own rejection. And so I'm working through that as we speak right now.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Man, see that's heavy, you know. And
yeah,
this is what my audience need to hear. What my audience need to hear. Because again, like I said, not only just, I know we're in the business, but this rejection, again, it goes for everything from, you know, a loved one, you know, a girlfriend, boyfriend, or a husband and wife, whatever the case may be, or losing a job, or just not right for the job because things have, you know, sped up on you. You know, of course, we're in this technology world and AI and all that type of stuff, and some people are still doing things the old-fashioned way, so they're letting people go.
Right.
They're being rejected.
Right.
But, you know, again, this is what my audience need to hear, because you are giving out some good words of encouragement. And I know I don't want to hold you up too long, but
I got time.
Okay, I was going to ask you this. What's the question I want to ask you? When you recognize that you've been rejected and you know it's a part of life, how do you come out of that feeling of whatever it is, depression or anger or whatever it is?
Nowadays, I just don't stay there. And recently with my situation, I've been rejected quite a few times, and that's okay. And I have to tell my mind, hey, you've got something here. You've got something. It has blessed so many people. You've gotten, you know, reviews, great feedback. And the people that you are reaching out to, it's just not for them.
Right.
So I keep working at it. I keep working at it. I keep networking. I keep shopping. I keep going until I find the person or I find the situation that best suits me, that sees me in my production for what it is and understands what it is that I'm trying to do.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's really good. That's really good. So maybe this is just a statement, but I've learned this over the years, you know, because I can be according to my wife, I can be a piece of work at times. But anyway.
You're a man. That comes with it.
But here it is, and it's going to sound kind of cocky, but I've learned 20, 25 years ago, I made up my mind, I'm not going to let rejection define me.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel the...
I'm sorry, say that one more time. Do I feel... You there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so it cut out for a second, but you said, do I feel... I missed the question.
Okay, I was saying, I've learned about 20, 25 years ago, and like I said, I hope this didn't sound cocky, but I learned that I do not let rejection define me. Would you agree with me, or can you elaborate on that?
I agree with you 1,000%.
Okay, yeah. And that's what I want my, you know, the young people, even the older people, because there are some older people who, you know, our age and much older still feel some type of rejection. Is it safe to say that you can grow from your experience
after being rejected? Yes, you can. And I say that because, first of all, there are about, what, 7 billion people in this world. So you're going to let one know, you know, define your life. No, right. Absolutely not. You know, you will find your tribe. And that's what people, some people, not all people, don't realize. You know, as all these no's, there's somewhere in this world, you're going to get your yeses. And I look at people like Beyonce. You know, when she started out, okay. You know, she was in her girl group, and she had to they had to audition all over the place, you know, to get a record deal. And they got rejected a few times before they finally got their deal.
Right.
You know, so everybody goes through it. No one is exempt. I mean, Oprah, you know, got fired from TV stations before she got her own nationally syndicated network.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I heard about that. And Prince. And yeah, right. Yes. A lot of people. Yeah. And that's, we can look at history, and that should inspire us to want to do better. Now, I just want to let my audience know right now, I know I sound nasally because my sinus is just really killing me right now. We're going into fall, and the weather's just changing on me. So hopefully you guys can forgive me if I'm sounding kind of nasally, whatever the case may be.
But anyway, you're human.
All right. All right. So I guess the last question I really want to ask you, and I think you probably said it, but it's worthwhile saying again. How do you work through this thing?
I understand that rejection could be protection and redirection for something else that you're supposed to have.
Yeah.
And your tribe is out there. So no matter how much you get told no, you keep working at it. You know, you find a different strategy. You find another person. You know, you keep pushing. You keep pushing. That's the whole thing. No matter what, through it all, even when you finally get to say that you finally got your yes, you still got to keep working at it.
Right.
You keep working until you get that yes.
Right.
Because the question is, while you're out there pouting about your no's, how bad do you want it?
Yeah.
Do you quit at the first no? Or do you keep working until you get your yes?
That's good. Just a little humor. It's been said that people who audition and they've been turned down 30, 40, 50 times, they're saying to the people, oh, I guess you don't see the worth, like you mentioned earlier, in me. So it's time to move on. Dominic, I appreciate you so much.
Thank you for having me.
You have blessed me because even at this age, every once in a while, I know I get some rejections, and you know I want everybody to like my style of music that I put out, and everyone's not going to like it. But I've learned to live with stuff like that. And again, I might have you back on. Because the series is going to be, I'm doing like 7 parts on this series of rejection.
And wow.
I'm just getting different people's opinion on it. Like I said, there's no wrong or right answer. Right. But I know we've all been there before. And I just want to encourage people who might be going through and who has given up. I mean, because there are times where God has told people to start something, you know, a podcast, for instance.
Hello.
And they're like, well, nobody listened to it. and they only did it for a month. Mm. You know? But
it's,
go ahead.
I was gonna say, it's the same thing when I wrote my play. Right. You know, I didn't know when I finished it, I didn't know that it was gonna turn into what it is now. You know, yeah. After I went over it, I said, I don't know if people want to see this. You know, I don't know if people would like this. Is this what the world or the people in the theater want to see? I don't know.
Right.
And then I did it anyway. I kept working at it until I had a full production. And then I put it out there, and then it sold out. And then it was backed by popular demand for a second run.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. And you have my good friend Rhonda Bankston on there too. So that, I'm gonna get her on next. I really do appreciate you taking some time out and just letting my audience know that they can still make it. And it's so important that even though if you've been rejected, there's nothing wrong with giving out some encouraging words to let everybody know that there's still room. Because you mentioned there's 7 to 8 billion people on this earth.
That's,
you
know, that part.
You get a,
yes.
You get 100 million like, and you're doing pretty good.
Hello, somebody. Your tribe is out there. Okay. You just haven't found them yet.
That's it right there. Dominic, blessings to you. I appreciate you so much. All right.
Yes.
Tell my good friend
to
say hello.
I sure will.
All right. And I'll be talking to you later.
You too. Take care.
All right.